So this topic is all about the Social Security requirement that anybody representing a claimant has to have their fee approved by the Social Security Administration for almost everything they do. That is a very onerous requirement, partly, in large part, because Social Security doesn't know what they're doing with this. They don't have the personnel or the time or the training to approve fees. Those who do kind of know what they're doing are often very stingy about approving fees. They're going to cut your hours, and it'll take them months to get around to looking at your fee documentation. So I'm trying to talk about the circumstances in which you don't need to get your fees approved, because none of us like having to get our fees approved. This is not to get around the rules. This is simply the exceptions to the rules. I am not a cheat, okay? I am not a cheat on some things. I will cheat on crossword puzzles routinely, but I will not cheat on these ethical rules. So again, this is legitimate situations where you don't have to get fee approval, okay? It's my understanding that a previous speaker at an elder law conference in the past took a very hard-line view and scared some of the attendees half to death about how they had to get approval for everything under the sun. And I'm telling you, it's not necessary. So first, let's talk about just briefly, well, let me ask, first of all, who here has ever actually represented a claimant vis-a-vis Social Security, filed documentation showing that you represent them? Just a few. Okay. So we're really going to gear this to the special needs trust audience, the trustees, the lawyers who assist the trustees and counsel with them. That's what we're really aiming at. But just so you know, if you do represent a claimant, there's three ways to get paid.